There was a great saint, Saint Mother Teresa, who was just named an official saint of the church this past September. Mother Teresa lived into the late 1990s. I remember I was a child when she died. Mother Teresa, one of the things that she's known for is founding a community of religious sisters called the Missionaries of Charity. The Missionaries of Charity. And they serve the poor, but they also have a radical prayer life and a radical love of the Blessed Mother Mary. One of the things that Mother Teresa herself did every night, so all the sisters would get together at the very end of the night and they would pray what was called night prayer. And the sisters, what they would say, this is what Mother Teresa did then after she prayed night prayer. She would go over to a statue of the Blessed Mother Mary, very almost identical to the statue that we have right here. And does everyone see how Mary has her hands out like this? How she has her hands out like this? There's a special reason for that, and it deals with the gospel that we heard today. What did the angel call Mary? The angel didn't call Mary, but what did the angel say Mary's name was? She didn't say Mary when the angel came, but what did the angel say? The angel said, "Hail," and then what did the angel call? Meg, did you catch it? Full of grace, full of grace. The angel said, "Hail, full of grace." The angel didn't even say, "Hail, Mary." The angel said, "Hail, full of grace." And so this statue actually is known as Our Lady of Grace. Our Lady of Grace. Whenever the hands are, that's Our Lady of Grace. Remember we got the miraculous medals last year. Mary here has her hands out like this, and there's rays of grace pouring out. But what Mother Teresa would do at the end of every night as the sisters were leaving is Mother Teresa would go before that statue of Our Lady of Grace. It was a little bit lower. And what she would do, she would be kneeling. The kneeler was right there. She would literally reach out and put her hands right into the hands of the Blessed Mother Mary. That's what Mother Teresa did every night at the end of her night before she then went to bed. She reached out her hands and she put her hands right in the hands of Mary. She gave everything to the Blessed Mother Mary because she knew that Mary was the one who is full of grace. In the gospel today, that's exactly what God the Father did. God the Father put everything in the hands of Mary by giving Mary the privilege of bringing Jesus Christ into the world. And so here's the invitation of the Immaculate Conception in our lives. It's simply to follow Mother Teresa's example, to reach our hands out and to put our hands into the hands of Mary. And what does Mary do? Mary takes us to Jesus Christ. Always, 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 when you pray, when you see the statue, when you think of the Blessed Mother Mary, reach your hands out, put her hands in yours. Let her hold you. Let her love you. Let her take you to Jesus Christ. Praise God that we've been given the gift of having such a beautiful mother, of giving our Mother Mary, and we pray to take her into our hearts so as to love Jesus more.